Dark Side mit Paper Trails auf Flux FM. Nicholas Jar hat schön Luftgitarre gespielt zum eben gehörten Stück.
That's very good. Luftgitarre.
Yeah, yeah. That's the German word for air guitar.
Luftballon, Luftgitarre.
Hey, I mean, you've been listening Nina a lot from the 99 Red Balloons.
You remember. Exactly.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Obviously the only German thing I know.
Luftballon.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
And Luftgitarre, now you know Luftgitarre as well.
Now I know, look at that. Now I know all about, you know, Luft guitars as well.
Very nice. Although both of you are geniuses at work, it seems as if the vibe between you two seems to be the more important thing when we are working together, more important than the musical craftsmanship. Would you say that the chemicals between you are more important than, let's say, if Dave was like the best guitarist officially in the world?
Every morning, Dave gives me a little potion of his bodily juices, and I drink them.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's healthy. It sounds healthy.
Yes.
Is it really?
So the chemistry, you know.
Okay. The pheromones between us.
Yes. The pheromones between us.
I mean, I think the thing is that, like, you know, we care about vibe.
Yeah.
And that's you know, in a very real way.
Yeah.
More than, you know, a million notes or, you know, fancy this, you know, we're searching for.
But also, to be completely honest, at least for me, from my perspective, I was making music alone and playing music alone and alone. And I was just like, you know what? This could be a little more fun if, you know, I was doing this with a couple of friends.
And
because in the end, it's like, if this is going to be your life, then you might as well try to enjoy it. And, you know, to me, this project is like, I really, you know, enjoy, you know, hanging out and learning about another human being.
Yeah.
I feel like that's much more exciting than learning about, than just learning about, trying to learn about myself. I'm just kind of, I find myself very boring. So, yeah.
But there's got to be a certain amount of trust between the both of you, because,
well, the secret is that we're both Capricorns.
Capricorn. Oh, that's good. I mean, see, the stars are explaining the whole thing now.
The stars sometimes explain things.
Yeah. Other artists play in a band first, and then they go for a solo career eventually. What's your future plans for Dark Side? Are you going to be
second
coming
record
up with more records and then more music?
We cannot wait to make it.
So you're demoing new stuff already. I imagine you guys blowing up the hotel speakers again tonight at Michelberger, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know, what sometimes what we do is during sound check, we'll be acting super goofy. We'll be hungover and acting stupid, and we'll just come up with cool ideas. And I just have some iPhone recordings of songs that we've made up on during sound check. I mean, you know, our record definitely should not be called sound check, but it would make sense.
But I read that you guys are improvising a lot on your live shows, and that might be a point where you get inspiration for the next record, right?
Yeah, to a certain extent. But you know, for me, it's always about what I can't have in terms of music.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, one thing Dave and I really want is we want to get in a room with a drummer. So we want a little more, we want some tom-toms in our life.
Yeah.
And that we can't really do on stage these days, because it's just us two. But I think the next records might, you know, maybe.
I think that's a real thing. I don't know why that is something
we both just separately came to.
And one day, I forget which one of us said it to the other. We were just like, well, yeah. And I was like,
yeah. I mean,
we just had this strange moment.
Yeah.
Like, yes, well, this kind of drums and this, you know, maybe this guy.
And this one guy. This one
particular
guy.
Cool. Because I think that the thing that you do now is still, to some certain extent, it's like being a slave to the rhythm, right? Because the rhythm is provided by the machine. You can basically turn them off and on as well. But if you work with a drummer in a live situation, you could probably session a bit more or something like that, or improvise more.
I grew up playing jazz, always improvising. Like, that's how I learned to play music.
Yeah.
And so jamming with Nico is like, you know, I don't feel like I'm playing. I don't feel like anyone is a slave to anything. I think we're a slave to the moment, but I don't think, you know, the way that Nico manipulates the machine is like any great trumpet player.
Yeah.
That's just, you know.
I'm just a trumpet player, you know.
Yeah, you're like a great fucking trumpet player, man.
Nicolas Jaar, the greatest trumpet player in the history of the instrument.
Like a really shitty trumpet player. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So for tonight's show, as a band that improvises a lot, do you actually rehearse a lot or do you go for the moment as well and you try to get the vibes from the room that you're playing in?
We're not very responsible, sadly. No, we don't do that.
Mm.
No, I'm saying, yes, we do improvise, but we don't really rehearse. Mm. But we do sound check, which is good, you know. But no, I mean, I see the daily sound check as a daily. We always ask our great sound man, Vance, for the weather report. And what that means is he tells us, oh, well, the room is this way, this way. And
okay.
I go and we solo the kick and we listen to what the kick sounds like. And if it feels like it hits your chest and it's like, oh, Dave, we can throw a nice party today.
Ah, yeah.
If the highs are really pristine, oh, we can do some detail. If it's not, then, oh, Dave, today we go punk rock on this place, whatever that means.
Cool. So you're working with the room that you're playing.
We try to work with the room. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool. So you have a nice party at tonight's Astra, because that's a nice room to be playing at. I wish you the best of luck for that show tonight, for the rest
of
the tour.
Thank you, sir.
And I want you to come back as soon as possible with new material. Then we're going to talk a bit more.
We can't wait to make some new material.
What's up?
Yeah. Und wer heute Abend in der Nähe des Michelberger Hotels ist, der sollte auf Rauchzeichen achten. Just telling people that if you're close to the Michelberger Hotel tonight, you should watch out for smoke signs.
Yes.
Because if there's smoke signs, it's like when the Pope is elected, there's smoke coming up.
Wow.
And
wow.
When the smoke is coming up at the Michelberger Hotel, there's some new material on the way from Dark Side.
Well.
Yes.
Well.
Have fun at tonight's show.
Or at least, or maybe just a trumpet solo.
Yeah, something like that. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot for visiting us. See you next time. Bye.